Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live, a member of the Believe Sports and Podcast Network. Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. Do you believe? My name is Mark Sirianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Dan Black Belt, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. You can find us everywhere that podcasts can be found: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, and Believe.com. Today, on a continuing part of our programs on meditation, we did a basic one in May of this year. We're going to be looking at what is chakra meditation and how is it helpful to Taekwondo practitioners. And we are going to be doing a guided chakra meditation. It's my goal and my hope in this that while you will listen to the program, that you will also use this episode to be able to enhance your ability to meditate, and that you can continue to use this particular episode to perform guided chakra meditations on a periodic basis, and that I can be your guide and be with you in your journey to meditation, fulfillment, and actualization of your Taekwondo and life goals. I hope you enjoy the episode. I look forward to your feedback. I look forward to any comments from anybody out there as to whether it was helpful. And I look forward to talking to you. Please be sure to like and subscribe us and subscribe to us everywhere that podcasts are found. For those of you that are fans or follow our program, you may remember that in May of this year, we did an episode on meditation for Taekwondo practitioners. If you're not familiar with that episode, you may want to check that episode out either before you listen to this one or after. It was sometime in May of 2020, and I believe it's called Meditation for Taekwondo Practitioners or Meditation for Beginners. It was based in part on a book that I had written in 2014 called A Beginner's Guide to Meditation, with the idea of demystifying and giving a brief outline and a little guide to different types of meditation: breathing meditation, visualization meditation, transcendental meditation. We talked a little bit about some other books and resources, the Russell Simmons book and the new great book by David Lynch Foundation's Bob Roth. And then we finished that episode with a little guided actual meditation to hopefully give people something to be able to understand fully what we're talking about. Now, I haven't always been a great fan of meditation. It hasn't always played an integral role in my life. I found that in many respects and for many aspects, maybe very much like many of you, that it was a lot to commit to: 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes in two blocks. Seemed like a lot of time to commit. I also found that to some degree it was tied into Eastern mysticism and yoga and things that I wasn't really involved with. And I, over the years, quickly learned that that wasn't the case. Meditation in and of itself can be a part of your life without you ever practicing yoga or even the martial arts for that matter. However, what I've come to understand from the standpoint of a martial arts practitioner, from a Taekwondo practitioner, is that it is an integral and helpful part of your journey to control many aspects and to help you develop. It is a phenomenal way to focus your mind. It's a phenomenal way to open up your centers of creativity. It's a phenomenal way to improve your breathing and your breathing capacity. It has become a daily regimen for me. Of course, there are days that my schedule has me leaving my house too early and coming home so very late that I do skip it. But there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about it, and I try to work it in, even if it's at work, in my car, when I'm sitting in a parking lot, before I leave or after I come home. I think that you will find that meditation pays back more than it gives. In other words, if I'm giving an investment of 5 minutes of my day to meditation, you will find a significant return on that investment in terms of your mental health, in terms of your physical health, in terms of your focus and concentration. I think one of the reasons why I love Poomsae as much as I do is that because Poomsae, and this is certainly not my original thought, but they say is a form of moving meditation. And I do believe that. The way you surrender your brain once you learn the Poomsae and be able to navigate the movements in a way and control your breathing, it is really very, very much like a form of meditation. The one form of meditation that I always shied away from, that I always didn't understand, that I always thought was reserved for the realm of the monks and the spiritually enlightened, was chakra meditation. Over the years, I tried to become immersed in it. I tried to read about it. I tried to understand a little bit better what the chakra areas were. And I found it just too complicated for me. I found that I couldn't understand it. I found that I couldn't follow it. And I stayed away from it. More recently, particularly in the last year, I've re-immersed myself in coming to try to understand chakra meditation. And maybe I've just had the benefit that the resources and the teachers that I've now connected with for this style of meditation have really simplified it for me. I've really cut away the confusion and the mysticism and have helped me to understand chakra meditation in a way that it now has become, to some degree, my favorite form of meditation. And while I don't necessarily do this one every day, I do try to do it regularly. And if I'm going to meditate twice a day, I try to make one of my meditations a chakra meditation. Today, my goal is to walk you through a little overview of what chakra meditation is, and then for us to do a chakra meditation together. I think particularly for people in the martial arts, this is a phenomenal form of meditation. Now, one of the things I really like about this form of meditation, which is really an admission on my part, is that one of the problems that people have with meditation is that they get bored or they get distracted or they have trouble committing to it or they start to fall asleep, particularly when you're doing a longer meditation. If you're trying to do a 20-minute breathing meditation or you're trying to do a transcendental meditation, people may have difficulty doing that. Chakra meditation is an active meditation. When I say it's an active meditation, what I mean is we're going to focus on some very specific things while we're doing it. And by doing that, we're A, connecting our mind and our body, but B, the mere act of focusing on the various chakra areas during the course of the meditation, as the meditation, makes the passage of time during the meditation seamless. You're not sitting there in quiet, perhaps, breathing and saying to yourself, is it 5 minutes yet? Is it 10 minutes yet? Is it 20 minutes yet? And believe me, I've had those experiences, right? I say, I'm going to do a 10-minute meditation, and you sit and meditate and go, I set an alarm. It's got to be 10 minutes. It seems like it's longer than 10 minutes, and maybe 2 minutes have passed. This is not the case with chakra meditation because for the organized mind, it is organized, it's constructed, and it has specific elements of it that will flow. And I will tell you that I feel like a new person after I do my chakra meditations. Now, the elements of getting started for chakra meditation are just the same as every other form that we've done. Preferably, and we're going to do a chakra meditation at the end. So if you want to start to get yourself ready, you may want to pause this and Get yourself set up. You may want to come back to it. You may want to listen through and go back to this. We're going to sit preferably in a comfortable place on the floor if you're able to. If not, then sit on a chair. But on the floor is better, on a pillow on the floor, with our legs in lotus style. And we're going to either place our hands cupped at our center with the thumbs touching, or facing up with our thumb and forefinger touching at our knee. Or what I actually like is around where my heart is, I like to place my fingers together, my hand pointed up, all my fingers touching each other, almost in an isometric way, at the hand, with my fingers pointed towards the ceiling. That is the way in which I like to sit. Our breathing through the chakra meditation will be the same as our breathing through any normal meditation. We'll breathe in through our nose and either out through your nose or out through your mouth, whatever's more comfortable. You'll breathe in to your air through your nose into your lungs. And we'll talk very specifically about how you're going to do that in a moment. Your back will be straight. Your neck will be straight. Your eyes will be closed. Now, if you're not remembering the chakra meditation and reciting it to yourself, either mentally or verbally for yourself, you'll be listening to something of this. Your ears, of course, will be open, and you'll be listening to the flow and the pattern that I will outline for chakra meditation. Now, before we get started, what I want you to visualize, what I want you to understand, is that we're going to be going from the base of your spine to the top of your head along the center of your body. So draw a line visually in your mind in the center of your body, connecting the base of your spine to the center and the top of your head, going through the center of your chest, going up your face and through over your nose and through the center of line between your eyes. Now, this is not the meditation yet. I'm just getting you guys set up. I'm explaining to you what we're doing. And you're going to have seven areas that we're going to focus on. So quite simply, one is at the base of your spine, seven is at the top of your head, four is at your heart, and I'm going to guide you that way. When I guide you that way, I'm going to give you certain visual cues. Those visual cues you're going to follow. When you breathe, you're going to visualize that you're breathing to an area of your body. I know that that's a little hard concept. In other words, you're breathing into your lungs, obviously. But if I say to you that your root chakra at the base of your spine is what we're focusing on, I want you to focus your breath there. Then in your mind, see a silhouette of yourself with all of the lines and all the dots, and the breath comes in through your nose and goes all the way down through your lungs and to the area we're focusing on. I know that may sound weird, but when we're practicing the meditation, it will feel very natural. You'll breathe in through your nose and to the area of chakra that we are speaking about. I would love to hear, we're going to get started in a moment. I'm going to put on some meditation music. I'm going to guide you through this meditation. We're going to get started, but I would love to hear your feeling on this. So right now, get into your comfortable clothes, into your lotus position. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to set your back up straight. I want you to sit your hands in motion and take a journey with me through a chakra meditation. Okay, so let's get started. With your eyes closed, I want you to inhale through your nose. We're focusing on the base of your spine. We are focusing on the place where you are connected to the earth, to your root chakra, to your chakra of belonging. I want you to picture, as you breathe to that area, a warm red light, a light that connects your body to the earth, an energy that grounds you, that provides you stability, that provides you comfort, that provides you safety. I want you to think of the words, I am. I am. Focus your energy. Focus your breathing. You're still breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. In the area just below your navel, just below your belly button, to your sacral chakra. This is your chakra of emotional intelligence. Breathe in to that area and breathe out. Feel and sense an orange glowing light on that area. That area is bathed in the light. This is your area and your energy of your sensuality, of your spirituality, of your creativity, of your social abilities. The words that should come to your mind for the sacral chakra are, I feel, breathe in and breathe out. I want you to move up to your solar plexus area. That's the area between your belly button and your heart. This is your chakra of personal power. I want you to visualize a yellow, bright yellow, warm light bathing the center of your body. This is your area of strength, your area of power, your area of determination. You are a powerful creature. You are a creature that can do what you set out to do. I want you to think of the words, I do, when you think of your solar plexus chakra. I do. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. I want you to breathe into the center of your chest, to the area where your heart is, where you can feel your heart beating. This is your heart chakra. This is your chakra of self-development. This is your chakra of unconditional love. Not the love of sensuality, not the love of sexuality, but the love, the unconditional love that you feel for yourself, that you feel for your children, that you feel for your creator. I want you to feel this area bathed in green, a beautiful green, the color of spring, the color of rebirth. And I want you to say the words in your mind, I love. I love. Breathe in and breathe out. I want you to move to the area of your throat. Of your throat. I want you to focus on this area. When you breathe in through your nose, I want you to focus that breath into the area of your throat and to see a blue, beautiful light, a bright blue light shining brightly in your throat area, in your throat chakra, in your chakra of self-expression. This is the area that gives us the power to express ourselves. the power to communicate our thoughts, our needs, our desires. This is the area where we communicate our creativity, where we express ourselves through creative vocalization and expression. I want you to focus on the words, I talk. I talk. Breathe in to the blue light and breathe out. I want you to move your focus to the place in your forehead between your eyes, directly on your forehead, to your third eye chakra, your chakra of wisdom, your chakra of intuition. I want you to think of your forehead and your face bathed in the color indigo, warm, beautiful indigo. This is the area of your ability to feel intangible feelings of intuition. This is the area that helps us to understand intuitively who we can trust. This is the area that helps us to see without eyes and to hear what is unsaid. This is the area and the chakra of the great power of wisdom and intuition. And I want you to feel the warm glow of the indigo in that area. I want you to move now to the top of your head. To your crown chakra. Your chakra of oneness with the world. I want you to feel the glowing violet light, the color of the night sky. As that light radiates off of your head and shoots out to the heavens and to the world to connect us from a conscious level, from the level of consciousness. For your crown chakra, your chakra of oneness. I want you to feel the warm violet light shooting out, connecting you as a being with everything else that appears in and around the earth and in the heavens. This is your chakra of knowledge. This is your chakra of consciousness and fulfillment. This is your chakra of spirituality. This is the area where you learn to know without knowing. I want you to say, I understand. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to feel a warm breath that takes your body and your senses, your tingling senses from the base of your spine, from your root chakra, connecting you to the earth, and moves all the way up your spinal column to the top of your head. We are connected to the earth and grounded to the earth in our root, and we are connected to the world and the heavens through our consciousness and through our crown chakra. I want you to take one final breath deeply and hold it and exhale and open your eyes. I hope that little short chakra meditation was meaningful to you and was helpful to you. I know that it may be a lot. I know that you certainly probably won't remember all of the chakras and the colors and what they mean. But hopefully you can use this guide that I've given you to perform this meditation on your own, even if you do it only once or twice, and to see if it's helpful to you in your life and in your practice. I look forward to meditating with you in the future. I look forward to seeing you, and I look forward to getting together with you in the Dojang. This is Mark Suryana signing off. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.